This is the Morning Program with Liam Bartlett.
And good morning to you. I can tell you one thing, folks. I can tell you with certainty this morning that the state election campaign has well and truly kicked off as of this morning. They can talk about official launches till the cows come home, but I'm telling you, I have in my hot little hand a press release from the Labor government promising WA residents subsidised airfares. And I'll read you part of it. This has just been released out of the government media office this morning from the Premier's department. The Premier is promising, as part of that official campaign, that a re-elected McGowan government will invest $19.8 million to make regional flights within WA, more affordable. Now, this new initiative, according to the Premier's office, will cap the cost of one-way flights around WA at $199 or $299, depending on where you live, depending on your distance from the capital city of Perth. So it's been titled the Regional Airfares Zone Cap. And it says it will enable the state government to work with airlines toward an arrangement where residents of regional towns less than 1,000 kilometres from Perth pay no more, a maximum of $199 one way. If you happen to live over 1,000 kilometres from Perth, driving distance that is, then it's a maximum of $299 one way. $19.8 million in taxpayers' money being pledged by the current government, if they win government at the election on March the 13th, to keep those regional flight prices, those ticket prices from the various airlines, under that particular amount of money. I'd be fascinated to hear your opinion on that this morning. That's hot off the press, but it's a sign, an absolute sign, that the campaign is well and truly underway. Now, that also comes on the back of news yesterday that those flights from Busselton to Melbourne on Jetstar, the return flights that were pegged for February this year, well, they were originally pegged last year, but of course, because of COVID, they've had to be put off, but they were to start back in February this year. They are now, the non-stop service flights linking Busselton to Melbourne, they are now delayed until at least the end of June, June the 26th, at this stage, should the border closures obviously remain as they are or are freed up to enable them to be enacted. Joining us this morning is Grant Henley, who is the Mayor of the City of Busselton. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Liam, and good morning to all your listeners. And missed you at the trots this year, Liam.
I haven't been able to get to the trots lately, Grant.
But we had some great nights, some lovely warm nights.
It's a great spot down there. But I tell you what, it doesn't stop me from going to the trots, but it would stop me from going to Melbourne because obviously the border closures are such that I wouldn't be able to get a ticket. But these Jetstar flights, are they the same price that was originally advertised?
There were certainly some price leaders going into the original launch of the service in March of last year, due to commence on the 25th of March. Obviously, right in the heat of the moment as we plunged into the abyss of the pandemic. But there were some great flights around. I think you could get $79 fares at one stage if you're a Jetstar member to fly to Melbourne in the introduction.
It was incredible. Yeah, but the people who booked those tickets, are they going to be honoured?
Well, those tickets will either be transferable, I understand, or there would have been a credit refund given to those. So if people hung on to them, they were able to change them, I do understand. But a lot of people were given a credit on them for future purchases.
But does that mean there's a discrepancy, there's a difference in the forthcoming price once they get up and running at the end of June, or do they honour the ticket in total?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. You'd have to take that up with Jetstar, but look, I understand that there was a transfer. They were transferable to the new flights once they were announced. But whether they were at that lower rate or not, I'm not entirely sure.
The reason I'm asking this question is that there was an amount of subsidy, wasn't there, that the Busselton City was what was tipping into Jetstar in order to make these flights happen?
Yeah, the state and the city of Busselton had an agreement with the airline to offer an incentivisation, which was around marketing of the new route and also the cost of establishing the service into Busselton, and also looking at some form of guarantee or risk sharing if the service wasn't subscribed to a high enough level, that there would be some, some recompense for the airline if it didn't take off.
It was a guarantee. It was a cost guarantee.
Yeah.
So how much did that cost the taxpayer?
There was a commercial agreement in place with the airline, which was a mixture of state government funding and also funding from the City of Busselton in the marketing area.
Right. And what were the numbers on that?
It is a commercial agreement, and I'm not at liberty to discuss those, Liam, but there was money in the original airport project for that incentivisation. It's very common for all new route establishment.
But hang on, Grant. We're talking about taxpayers' money and ratepayers' money. So how much was it?
Well, it's a commercially confidential agreement. I'm unable to disclose that amount.
So what
it wasn't a sliding scale of incentivisation,
right,
depending on the take-up of the tickets, which was very healthy.
Well, just tell me the overall amount.
The overall amount was over a three-year contract and was a breakup of several millions of dollars into marketing and incentivisation of the route.
But see, don't you agree that when governments or local governments pick winners like this, when they try to pick winners, that the taxpayer should be fully accountable, fully transparent? The taxpayer or the ratepayer should know exactly how much of their money is going into providing these sort of services.
That is reasonable, and there's also a reasonable commercial confidentiality in dealing with a contract with a private company. Who don't want to see that disclosed. That's common with many of the routes that are subsidised by state and federal governments.
But that's your choice, isn't it? I mean, if you enter into an agreement, a commercial agreement with an airline, that's your choice. But it doesn't get voted on by ratepayers or taxpayers. I mean, I refer back to the press release that's just come out of the Premier's office, $19.8 million. So they've put a figure on it. I mean, I don't know, too many taxpayers would be too happy about that, but nevertheless, they put a figure on it. At least the taxpayers know how much they're spending. So how much is the City of Busselton tipping in?
Now, the City of Busselton is tipping in money towards the marketing and incentivisation. They're out of our annual budget and out of reserves that we put aside for a number of years.
You reckon all the ratepayers are happy about that?
Look, I'm sure ratepayers in the most part are happy to see the airport up and running and services commencing in the near future, and look to see the success of that adding to our tourism in the southwest.
How confident are you that it'll get underway on the 26th of June?
Well, as confident as you can be in the current environment. We were obviously confident in it getting underway in March last year, and we're hopeful to see that return in February this year. And it was a good take up of tickets as well.
Good luck with it, Grant. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks, Liam.
Grant Henley, the City of Busselton Mayor, and we're still none the wiser. I can't help this, folks. I think it's wrong, wrong, wrong. And $19.8 million from the state government on your behalf, the taxpayers of Western Australia, to subsidise regional flights around the state, depending on where you live. I mean, this is not a not-in-your-backyard argument, but living in Perth, why would I want to pay my taxpayers' money to people to subsidise them to fly around Western Australia for a holiday? I think when a state government, local government, starts trying to pick winners like this, it's a very, very careless, dangerous move. But you may have a different opinion. 9221 882 is our number, 9221 882. We'll come back in a sec.